Good morning. You're with Kim O'Connell on Life Changing Talks. And today we're talking, believe it or not, our reconnection or our disconnection with food. I've invited local fitness trainer, gym owner and the founder of the Children's Health and Wellbeing Expo, Fee Taylor, in the radio station today. You're on Life Changing Talks at Rabbit Radio. We look so forward to sharing some great information with you today. The idea behind our show is to help mums, dads and anyone who is out amongst the community trying to do good things when it comes to reconnecting with food and reconnecting with nature. And that's something that a disconnection has been rife out there in the community, not to mention how difficult it is to make the right choices when you're eating. So we look forward to bringing Fee Taylor onto the airwaves and sharing her story as to where and why she does what she does right here on the Gold Coast. We'll be back with you in just a moment. We're going to slip over to a great song, Young John Mayer, all-time favourite of mine. Let's slip back on a quick song. We'll be back to you right in a moment.
I rent a room and I fill the space.
To come away with me in the night. Come away.
Beautiful. Norah Jones, what a day to start with a Norah Jones song. I hope you've had a chance to chill before you hit the rat race, either on the road or back at work for a crazy Friday. Speaking about crazy Fridays, we're pretty excited about our conversation today because this will get us or put us in good stead for the weekend. I have my guest, Fee Taylor, the owner of the Children's, the founder of the Children's Health and Wellbeing Expo, also Leapfrog Gymnasium. She can tell us a little bit more about that as well. And more recently, she's been a driver of many of the training sessions that take place through the Gold Coast Active and Healthy, all up and down the Gold Coast. So she's a fitness lady who has a lot on her plate, but at the same time, our community gets to benefit from everything that she does. So welcome to the show, Fee.
Thank you, Kim. It's lovely to be here.
Well, it's terrific to have you here because it's taken a few months for me to be able to lock some time in with you. And on our show, Life Changing Talks, I endeavour to bring some great locals into the station to share, with our community what they can and can take advantage of, both within your business that you're offering, but also on a mobile level. If you are out and about, regardless of where you are on the coast, you will be able to find some great training for both your children and yourself, and not to mention food. I mean, today we were talking about a concept or something that's very real out there, but often we don't stop to have a think about our connection with food or our reconnection and how youth today they go through this really strange time, and I know I did myself when I was young, but a time of a complete and utter disconnection with nature, with the food that went into my mouth. I basically just filled up what I thought was a hole, not thinking of the consequences of what I was putting in my mouth. Mm. And then food addictions kick in a pretty fierce way. So, Fee, if you could share with our listeners today basically what you're doing on the coast and what made you start out in the field. I know you were a very successful athlete in your teenage years and took it much further, and we got to benefit from the results of that. So, Fee, share with us. Take us right back.
Right back. That's right. I was an athlete, and injury sent me into track coaching, actually, and then my parents told me I needed to get a real job because that wasn't a real job. And off into the corporate world for about 15, 16 years. But my passion was fitness. And I came home from work one day in my heels and power suit and said to my husband, I want to be a personal trainer. And on went the study, and I threw my high heels away and traded them in for my Nikes and haven't turned back. It's been an interesting journey, though. That was really only just over 11 years ago. And in the last 11 years, have been on all sorts of adventures, opening my own personal training group fitness business, then linking in with the Gold Coast City Council Active and Healthy Program, running programs for them. I was specialising in postnatal and loved that work, but had a whole heap of rugrats around me all the time. And so that led me to the understanding that down the southern end of the coast, there wasn't too much for our little people to do that wasn't competitive. So Leaps and Bounds opened, and Leaps and Bounds Children's Fitness Centre catered for mums and bubs right through to gross motor skill, fine motor skill classes, all involving a component of nutrition. And then, of course, linking arms again with council and the Commission for Sport, running programs for kids outside, outdoors, and after-school programs. So that's kind of how Leaps and Bounds came about. And then, of course, from there, because that wasn't enough, two businesses. No, I needed something more. Spending so much time with young mums and really understanding and kind of it shocked me to understand that the majority of them really didn't have a really good understanding of nutrition. And they were bringing up these kids who were very fussy eaters and not eating properly. And just apart from nutrition, there's just a whole range of issues that these mums had that they didn't really know where to go for help. And so in 2009, I grabbed a whole heap of my friends and said, I'm going to have this kids expo to help parents. So will you come, if I do it, will you come along? So I had about 11 exhibitors in 2009. We had about, I don't know, maybe 300 people come to the doors. I thought it was the most exciting thing that I'd ever done. Of course, it made no money. It was never a money venture. It was more of an education situation. So that was 5 years ago. And this year we've got our expo in July, and it'll be the fifth annual expo. I'm expecting to top last year's numbers of 7,000 through the door, so probably looking at the 8,000. We've got a new venue down at Tally Rec Centre along the creek there, and so the state government have stepped in with support for the venue. Our Gold Coast City Council continues to support the event as well, plus I've got a whole heap of sponsors coming on board this year. So we'll have probably in the vicinity of 140 exhibitors there this year. So it's grown a little bit.
That is absolutely huge. From 11,
from 11
to 140 in 5 years.
And it's the groundswell. It's the interest that we get from the community. They just come along and, you know, they're entertained, they're fed, they're taught things, they're given a little tomato plant to take home with the kids to grow a tomato. And it's really about showing them what's on offer on the Gold Coast, services and products that contribute to health and wellness. And, yeah, so big one coming up in July.
That is a monster of a expo to put together. For how many staff do you have pull this all together?
Staff.
Because I know that's a dream. That's a pie in the sky dream.
There's really three of us working part-time to pull it all together, and have been fortunate enough to have an events management student jump on board this year who's really keen to give us a hand, and so she's helping out as well. So it's one of those things that, you know, I could spend a year developing and really fine-tuning and making it a business entity of its own. But what we actually did was turn the event into a not-for-profit organisation so that we can start looking at funding from our various government bodies and grants that are available for community to try and grow the event and add to the event, so it's not just a once-a-year thing, so that there's an ongoing online presence for families, particularly here on the Gold Coast, to go to. So the where-to for this and the where-to for that and who's aligned with children's health so that they find the right provider.
Oh, that is absolutely beautiful, and it's and truly commendable, Fee, because when I moved to the coast 30 years ago, upon having my children, I really didn't have anywhere to go but a mother's group, but no one really thought much about health, nutrition, or even followed that path because they were guided by the conversation that happened at mother's group. But you really, you know, you've got a massive responsibility bringing up these kids. And something that kept crossing my mind, which just upset me beyond comprehension was how some of the news articles hitting the headlines, one in particular to say that the next generation will die before you and I, Fee.
Absolutely.
Now, that's been spruiked by, you know, the Australian Diabetes Association, by many doctor and medical conversations in the news, and I didn't want my kids to be a statistic, so that was something that allowed me to take that next step. I studied nutrition for a year, and back then there was only a one-year course available, or you could train up to be a personal trainer, a yoga teacher, or step into a field that really took you into a whole new realm beyond being a mum.
Absolutely. And look, the little conversations that we would have at Leaps and Bounds with the mums, just about nutrition. And to be honest, what I honestly believe in my heart is that I had in that room a whole heap of mums who were young kids in the 80s who's were either in living in a single parent situation, or if they weren't, mum was out with her power suit and shoulder pads and climbing the corporate ladder, because that's what women did in the 80s, you know, that way inclined. And staying at home was kind of not the done thing in the 80s. So I really had a room full of young mums who had no connection to food, because their mums weren't at home preparing food in the evenings. They weren't in there helping their mums chop up vegetables. Some mums would do the, you know, the bulk cooking on the weekend, and it'd be in the freezer, or it was lean cuisine, or it was, you know, but basically food came from the freezer.
Well, that's extraordinary too, Fee. You've got a brilliant Graze plate I've seen also at some of your expos, and that's something that not many people think about when you actually put it into a muffin tray as well, which is very exciting for a toddler to have 12 choices.
So it was teaching mums connecting to food, and also perseverance, which they didn't get the concept of. Maybe if they don't eat the carrot the first time, maybe I could keep offering it, because, you know, a lot of people were giving up. A lot of the mums were giving up. So the grazing tray is just a muffin tray, and it's full of bright colours from nature, little broccoli florets, and, you know, sometimes some seeds, depending on the age of the child, some sultanas, little chopped up pieces of apple, bright and colourful and different textures. And, you know, if you go back to ancient times, we were grazers. That's what we did. We ate for energy. We didn't eat because it was 8 o'clock and it was breakfast time, and it was 10 o'clock and it was morning tea time, and it was 12 o'clock, because that's just rubbish. That just came later.
Yes, that is rubbish.
It's basically that we should be grazing all the time, and we should eat for fuel, and the fuel for energy to burn while we're moving around. Moving around, there's another whole topic we could talk about.
There is, and let's make that a whole topic. Today being also too something that disconnection, you said, with youth, but also too with toddlers. Like you said, mothers give up. Now, you can only battle on for so long before you just put the white flag up and surrender. But I guess the surrendering to packet food is where I become very quickly disillusioned and brokenhearted, because that marketing monster out there is a big one, Fee.
Oh, absolutely. And look, I do shopping trolley tours with clients, and I teach them, I show them where the, you know, the fruit and veg and the dairy and the bread is, and here's the aisle that has the organic almond meal and the good options, and the rest of them, they're for disease.
What?
So,
are you serious?
Yeah, we skirt around. We look. I teach them to read the numbers on the packets. If you can't pronounce something that's in a box, why the hell would you want it in your food? In your body. And this is what's happened. Our whole food system has been compromised. 50 years ago, they started really pumping in all the nasties to try and prolong the shelf life of the food, because that's when supermarkets came about. I remember as a young kid when it was called Super Value opened in our local area in suburban Brisbane. And it was just this massive – it was a massive event for all of us to go and see what this thing was.
Would have been exciting. You got to see – you went into town, you got to see the neighbours.
It was, yeah, it was a bit interesting, but it was, I think there were six aisles. I think that was it. And next door was the butcher and the fishmonger and the bakery. So he didn't actually stock any of that. It was just these shelves of packets. And, yeah, I remember going in and, you know, we're going down to Super Value. It's like, ooh, what an adventure. they certainly didn't have the packaging and the marketing to the kids that they do these days. And probably the ingredients have got slightly worse. But definitely what we see is the increase in chronic illness with starting – let's just start with obesity. You know, we've got all this stuff going into our stomachs that our body doesn't recognise. It's synthetic and it goes into our stomach and we just don't know what to do with it. Our body stores it and thinks, well, okay, I'm either going to store it or get rid of it. Let's just leave it here. So while we've got all that junk sitting in our stomach, all this processed stuff, our bodies are becoming acidic. And while our bodies are becoming acidic, they become unhealthy. And the only way to really cleanse them properly is to have a high diet in plant protein, plant carbohydrates, lots of green stuff, and get in there and neutralise and alkalise the body.
How come green's not cool? I mean, I grew up, you know, watching the Hulk. I thought he was pretty cool. You know, how come green's not cool?
Well, green's cool at my house because our green smoothies are called Shreks. So
Shrek.
Thankfully Shrek has come on the scene because my son doesn't associate really with the Hulk, but
yes.
Shrek he does. So, yeah, it's strange. But when you look at how many beautiful green plants there are to eat, it's just a matter of being adventurous, I think, with food and having a go. I mean, honestly – 6-7 years ago, people would have said, do you eat kale? And I would have said, do I eat what?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. What is
whereas
it?
Now it's a staple in my house. It's in everything.
It's interesting because kale, before the organic marketplace opened up on the shelves here on the Gold Coast, and that was what was in very, very small form about 12 years ago, and it was only represented by broccoli. Broccoli was flying the flag at $18 a kilo. Was when my son was born, I discovered it and thought, wow, you know, oh my goodness. And then I've looked at the price and gone, oh my goodness. So stopped that pretty quick. Yeah. And then 8 years ago, a bunch of farmers did come to the coast, which was a lifeline to organic food. Before that, I was travelling to Brisbane to the Northey Street markets that have been operating for 15 years. And that was the first time I ever got to meet a farmer.
Yeah.
And that's when kale hit the shelf.
Yeah.
But what is kale?
Ooh, it's a leafy green. When you look at it, the thing I love about kale is when you look at it, it just looks like your vascular system. So it's your veins. It's the lifeblood. It's those leafy greens like kale that are full of phytonutrients, that are full of all the really good stuff that gets in and helps clear through the blood system and delivers all those amazing properties to the gut and to the digestive system.
What do you do with it?
I put it in my smoothies. I slice it up and put it in my salads. So generally I will have it in a raw form. But I will also throw it into, if I'm making up a veggie soup, I'll throw it in there as well. If I'm making up a massive veggie stock to keep in the freezer for when I need it, there's plenty of kale and greens in my stock. In fact, my stock is basically green.
Ah, nice. So really we've got to fall in love with green. And, you know, green being the new black, I think we can say that for a lot of things, you know.
For sure.
It's the new trend that won't go away because it's what nature stands for. Also, too, you know yourself, Fee, whenever you've had a gut full of being in the city, you jump in the car and you head west.
Yeah.
To
absolutely.
Nature and,
absolutely.
You know, the dominant colour is green.
It is. And get your feet in it. That's even more the point to get those shoes off and earth yourself and get your feet dirty and in the grass.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, look, I think what's happened is – and, look, I also do talks at schools and I'll talk to either the parents or the kids and just showing them pictures of things like the eye of a carrot and talking to them about the connection with – the optical nerve and what carrots do for your eyes. It's not just fallacy that they help you see in the dark. They might not help you see in the dark exactly, but they certainly help you know, a good organic carrot once a day.
So you're suggesting when you cut a carrot open and you hold it and look into the carrot from one end,
it looks like the iris. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's what other vegetables?
In fact, it's on my Facebook page this week.
Oh, fantastic.
This is amazing. And your Facebook carrot
page is Leaps and Bounds, or is it the Fee Taylor
Fitness Facebook page. There's a great picture of the eye of a carrot.
What other vegetables should we be having a closer look at?
Celery. Celery, 22% calcium. Bones, 22% calcium.
Did you say calcium in celery? Now, hang on a minute. By popular belief out there, I'm pretty sure it's dairy, isn't it?
The dairy industry would love you to think that. Let's not go down that one.
So, yeah, but we do need to touch on it. There's mass confusion there. So you just said celery, calcium. Now, I've never seen an ad on TV where there's been a celery stick dancing around saying high levels of calcium.
Yeah, eat more calcium. Look, in all our fruit and veg, there is this minute properties of everything that we need, and they all work in synergy. And we get exactly what we need from them, calcium in apples, calcium in celery, calcium in all our fruit and veg. And that's really what we need to be getting them from. Again, I'm going back to this Paleolithic time when, you know, the rules were you ate it if it grew on a tree, it grew on a vine, it grew on the ground, it ran on the earth, or it swimmed in the oceans and the streams. And that was it. We actually weren't out milking the cows. We were just eating them. So the calcium that we can get from our fruit and veg is quite significant.
That is extraordinary. And I guess, too, you've got to follow the money quite often. When you look at those ad campaigns, they're meant to smash us to a point where we can't make a clear decision or an instinctive decision because they're on over and over and over and over again. And I know that with modern advertising today, if something is shown to you 12 to 15 times now, it actually sinks in as a belief system.
Absolutely. And, you know, kids who are watching TV and watching cartoons and they know when to market to the kids for their calcium-yums and their other, you know, synthetic products that they're trying to provide to our kids, but you know it's wrong. We've just got it all upside down. But I must say that I honestly think that there's a groundswell of change. I think people are starting. There's more people coming to farmers markets and picking up their fruit and veg and dirty potatoes and taking them home and washing them. You know, I think that people are starting to realise that by buying fresher produce that has been picked a couple of days before, you know, you can taste the difference. You can feel the difference when you pick it up. Mm. And I really think that, I mean, obviously education's the key, but it's just going to be an ongoing process and just getting out there and telling the community about, you know, events where we can go and, you know, or Low House Market's perfect because you can go and you can pick up the fruit and veg and you can smell it. You can walk in that hall and if the farmers have brought up some beautiful herbs, you know about it. You go, whoa, basil's on for the day. Mm. You can certainly smell it, and that's, you know, it's that connection with all our senses getting back to real whole food.
Yeah, it's interesting. You spoke of the Low House Market. That was a new little boutique market that opened up alongside the Burleigh Markets at Burleigh Head State School. And the reason that market opened up was there was a need on the Gold Coast where an interactive health food shop had to open alongside a green school. So the school had adopted a gardening program, and that school was the leader in on the Gold Coast here to have it in place. The children grew their own food and then prepared it in the kitchen and then ate it for lunch. So it was a project that was a community health initiative, and it was, you know, an interactive shop that was missing in society. So for anyone who hasn't had a chance to get down there, it's every Saturday morning. They're putting on a huge alkaline, big, beautiful organic breakfast tomorrow, and you can take your family down there and turn it into a bit of an outing because there's live music, lots of other cool and funky stall holders outside the hall, but inside the hall they dedicate it to health and wellness, so it's something worth experiencing. But also feedback to you and your children, both at the gym and the mothers that you you teach mm-hmm. along the yep. way. How are they? How receptive are they to the diet changes based on, you know, the school lunchbox is a pretty scary place to go these days yeah. because most children won't eat anything that's homemade or handmade. So it's a bit of it's a wrestling match out there on the ovals.
Yeah, absolutely. I go and do these talks and I give parents ideas. It's that going, and look, I'm the youngest of five kids, and I remember Sunday at my house was get up, go to church, come home, have brunch by the time I got home from church, and it was baking. So we just baked. Someone was doing sweet stuff. Someone was doing savoury stuff. There was five of us in the kitchen and mum. So we all had some job to do so that the baking was done for the rest of the week for the school lunches and dad's lunch as well for that matter. And that's just how it was done. I can honestly say that I've gone back to that myself.
What a beautiful way to connect with the family yeah. again on Sunday, baking for yeah. the school lunchboxes.
So Jude will be in the kitchen with me rolling up the chocolate truffle balls or whatever we're making for the week. He will have input into, you know, and a lot of it's, you know, trial and error. We go, well, what if we try this? Let's put this in. Let's try that. Let's do this. But we have lots of fun and, you know, he'll go out to the garden, pick bits and pieces that we can throw into it. You know, even during the week, I can be in the kitchen and know that I'm cooking something and I'll say, Jude, can you run out and grab me some basil? I need some coriander and I need this, this and this. And he knows exactly where to go and what to pick and what to bring in and how much of it to bring in, not to bring too much and or whatever. He can even go and pull up the ginger, chop off a piece of ginger and stick it back in the ground for me. So, you know, it's getting him connected to that food and he loves it. And I just think it's just taking the time to give our kids that experience.
How old's Jude?
8 turning 28.
8 turning 28, how beautiful. But also too, for a child to be able to identify a plant in the garden,
yep.
how proud he must feel bringing it into the kitchen.
Absolutely. And look, I know that Burleigh State School's doing an amazing job down there too with Lou teaching those kids at that Stephanie Alexander project. It's amazing. And to see, you know, what they're growing and their connection, and that's what it's all about. So, you know, if we've got big programs like this operating in schools and not enough schools, but operating in schools, then surely what we're seeing is that, yes, people are interested. People want to get back to nature. People want to get back to having a good diet. They don't want to be acidic. We want to get rid of this obesity and cancers and chronic illnesses and fibromyalgia and all these things that are coming up. Type 2 diabetes, you know, we don't have to have it. It doesn't have to be in our society. It's a relatively new thing. Let's work with diet and exercise to try and eradicate them out of our lifestyles and out of our society.
Yeah, that's right. And there's nothing more exciting to hear that a disease has been reversed with food.
Yep.
I know it can be done. Just recently we attended Dr. Gabriel Cousins, came over from America and did a health talk on the Gold Coast. He runs a clinic called the Rejuvenating Centre, and he on a daily basis reverses disease with food,
yep.
changes their diet,
yep.
and weans them off their insulin and weans them off their other medications. So that was pretty exciting to sit in the room with a doctor that actually publicly admitted that there is a cure for diabetes.
Mm.
Now, also too, in your experience with your mums and your kids, have you had any illnesses amongst the kids that you've had to help with a dietary change, Fee?
Definitely. Look, there's been a few. Probably the most recent was the work that we well, – it's not even the work. It's using live food into the digestive system of a child who is a child of a client of mine who has autism. And the effect that that has had on him has been phenomenal.
What actually happened, Fee?
Well, he was a meat eater and generally pretty much meat and milk. I had a lot of things going on with this child and he wouldn't eat anything that was coloured. It was a really difficult situation for her to deal with. And so we actually used a product called Juice Plus, and it's basically fruit, vegetables and berries, live enzymes in a capsule. Because he would swallow capsules because he's used to being medicated. So the fact that he was taking these had a huge effect on his digestive system. The first thing that happened was his body detoxed because all those live enzymes were reaching his stomach and basically exploding with excitement.
How old was he?
Yeah, had an amazing effect on his digestive system. He was becoming thirstier. He would actually ask for water, whereas he'd normally just drink milk. So look, just seeing that, and that is only a very recent one. There's been quite a few, and it's just, you know, for that particular family, it's not that she hadn't tried. It's just that, due to his autism, he was just very extremely particular as to what he would and wouldn't do.
How old is he?
12.
So it's a very delicate age for you.
Very much so. Very much so.
When was he diagnosed with autism?
I think very early on. As a small toddler. Yeah.
So what a huge achievement for a young child to go through that and just change.
Yep. And you know, whether he recognises the full extent of what's going on or not, certainly the people around him do. And, you know, this is not an isolated case. There are plenty of cases of children with autism, Asperger's, ADHD, having either through a probiotic or live raw food, having an effect through the gut that then works in synergy with the rest of the body.
That is extraordinary. So, Fee, down there at Leaps and Bounds at your gymnasium there, yep. What are the age groups of the kids coming through there?
We actually do more outdoors now. So it's we do parties. They're always fun. We come to people's houses and run birthday parties, a little bit different to the norm. And our youngest group starts at 2.5. So we have a couple of classes that cater for that age group. Gross motor skill development is the main key, plus some dance because they love to dance. Then we have our after school programs that we run around the coast in conjunction with the Active and Healthy program. They're running school term time at various locations around the coast. And Saturday mornings you can actually find us at the Pine Shopping Centre. We're on top of the car park. And we have the Pine Shopping Centre has a commitment to the local community for their health. And for families who are members of Club Pelican, they actually provide this free exercise classes and boxing for the mums or dads who want to turn up. So we're kind of all around the place. Tomorrow we're actually up at Narang. There's a fundraiser up there. It's actually a CrossFit extravaganza, I will call it, because if I can't tell you the correct name of it. There it's a fundraiser and we're up just keeping the kids busy for a couple of hours while their parents are competing in the CrossFit activities that are going on.
What a fantastic idea. So you entertain the kids, you get them fit while their parents are actually competing in
Absolutely.
The actual run.
Yep.
Well done. Yeah. I've never heard of that fee. That
is well, you know, it's great. And our classes after school at Palm Beach in Miami, we actually do the same thing. So while the kids' classes are on, we've got low-cost boxing classes for the parents who are there. $3 they pay. The kids are free. And that's through Active and Healthy, through our council. But very successful. And, look, if you've got to lead by example. If the kids see that you're up and active and moving, then, you know, what greater role model can you be for your kids if you're doing the do?
Absolutely. That's extraordinary. So for those of us who want to find out more about those classes, Fee?
Facebook is the place to go if you are on Facebook. So Fee Taylor Fitness is the Facebook page, and that will link into the Leaps and Bounds page as well. But they all have websites, or you can just contact me via feetaylorfitness.com. which is my website, and I can send you in the right direction. And also information on the expo. So that's coming up on July 21. We still have room for storeholders if there's anyone out listening who wants to be involved. And again, you can contact me through feetaylorfitness.com or just look up Children's Health and Wellbeing Expo.
Brilliant. We're going to go to another song, and Fee, Thank you for those updates. There are a lot of things I didn't even know were going on. So I guess, too, when you're wanting to spend less time away from the computer, you've told us to go back in, but only to check on Facebook for a brief moment and then get out there, like you said, get your shoes off, get your feet into the dirt and back into nature. Not to mention nature has to be back on your plate as well. We're going to slip into a Bernard Fanning song, one of my favourites, Teen Sympathy. It's called Believe. Enjoy. John Mayer, what a cool musician he is. He always adds a bit of life and spark back to music, and I've always been a lover of his albums. But back to Life Changing Talks, we're coming up to the end of our show today. I just wanted to also ask Fee, before she leaves the studio, has she got any health tips for us to kick off as of tomorrow? I mean, it all starts today, but realistically, we've got to get out of work to do it. Work can get in the way.
Uh-huh. You've got to be active. Be active every day. It doesn't matter if you take 5, 10, 15 minutes or an hour. Just do something every day. Do something for your body. Do something for your mind. If you can meditate, meditate. If you don't know how to meditate, get an app and learn how to meditate. And just do something for yourself every day. And I guess the biggest tip I give to my clients is if you miss a day or if you don't achieve today what you meant to, don't beat yourself up about it. It's a new sunrise tomorrow. It's another day. Move forward. Forget about what you didn't do. Let's focus on what you can. And as I say, it doesn't matter if it's 5 minutes. Just do something and eat more greens.
And eat more greens. So get the Hulk, Shrek smoothie on the menu. And as you were saying before, you know, the kids love, funking it up in a drink. And don't put any relevance on colour. It's us adults that are used to having the old hot black coffee or white coffee.
Yeah, get some brights into your diet. Eat the rainbow.
Yeah, eat the rainbow. Keep eating the rainbow, and the rainbow will look after us. So it's about getting back to nature, and that's something that, you know, we can lose for a little while, but it's never too late to get back. So for those of you who are hitting the bush over the weekend, we're starting off Green Week officially kicks off tomorrow. I believe that Green Week should be for the whole year, but a fabulous little environmental group on the Gold Coast, been here forever, pushing a beautiful project, Green Week. Grab yourself a Green Week magazine. They are all over the Gold Coast, and tap into the good that's happening and bringing the green back to the city through one event after the next. So there's a whole bunch of free films at Circle on Cav, both tomorrow night, Sunday night, and also next Friday night and Saturday night. Get yourself up there and then back to the Lohass Market. If you're in Burley, come on down and have a big, beautiful breakfast with us at the hall at Burley Heads State School. So for another week, Life Changing Talks, Fee Taylor, Fee Fitness, or Fee Taylor Fitness. Don't forget Facebook, the lovely lady, and see if you can tap into her wonderful trainings on the coast and get to meet some other like-minded souls that are on the same path or a similar path that makes it that much more fun. Mm-hmm. Thank you again, Fee.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week, 11 o'clock at Life Changing Talks every Friday. So another week has passed very quickly. We'll look forward to having some fun with our community, and please take care.